Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with our great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. Richard Branson, who reminded us this week of the terrible excesses made possible by that evil monetary system of Satan, capitalism. Yes, this acolyte of greed, this apostle of avarice, this advocate of arrogance has given us more than enough reason to expel him from the fellowship of mankind in one single monumental act of hubris. As I am sure you all know by now, the fallen world of sinful media this week has been celebrating Mr. Branson for being the first man to travel to space on a rocket he personally funded. Oh, dear brethren, where to begin? First, this is a poignant reminder of just how much misery exists in this world due to the selfishness of the wealthy. Just imagine what the hundreds of millions of dollars squandered on this foolish vanity project could have done to alleviate the suffering of the poor. As the Oracles of Equality, Volume 8 teach us, no one anywhere should be happy because of money, while anyone anywhere is unhappy due to lack of money. As that great teacher of virtue, the senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, so poignantly tweeted, here on Earth, in the richest country on the planet, half our people live paycheck to paycheck. People are struggling to feed themselves, struggling to see a doctor, but hey, the richest guy in the world is off in outer space. Yes, it's time to tax the billionaires. Indeed, Senator Sanders, indeed. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Love for the Father and Son.
But there's more. In addition to the waste of money, Branson did something even more vicious with this terrible extravagance. He made the climate worse. Listen to the wisdom of our great priest of the airwaves, Brian Stetler, on CNN, so aptly exposing the problem.
On Friday in Death Valley, California, it was 130 degrees, the highest temperature ever. Saturday, same thing. Today, it might again set a record for the highest temperature on the planet. Is it moral? Is it ethical to be launching rockets and flying off to space and spending all this money and burning all this fuel in an age of climate crisis?
No, it is not. Preach, Brother Stetler, preach! What sort of a monster would go on international television and burn thousands of pounds of rocket fuel, unleashing God knows how many tons of carbon dioxide, while forests blaze, thunderstorms rage, and polar bears swim? The audacity! Mr. Branson, you do not have blood on your hands. No, this is much worse. Mr. Richard Branson, you have heat on your hands. I cancel thee now twice over. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
But there's more. Dear brethren, not only did Richard Branson waste money and burn hydrocarbons, he did something even worse. He made it seem fun. Yes, Sir Richard Branson, a sir only because of the unjust class system which holds one person's blood above another's. Don't get me started. Branson returned to Earth after his shameful stunt and acted happy for all to see. After all the years we've toiled to teach people that no one should achieve more than anyone else, that being ordinary is best, that we only make others feel worse when we show off something we can do better than they can, that no one is better or smarter than anyone else. So many repetitions of the holy scriptures of mediocrity. No! Instead, he made an ordinary life look bad. This is the greatest sin of all, Mr. Richard Branson. Thrice I cancel thee. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.